Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Tears to Breakthrough radio show with host author Carolyn Ritter Watson, breaking through tears, bondage, loss, and hurt, equipping you with tools to execute your God-given purpose. Remember to order your copy of Tears in a Bottle now, available on Amazon.com, and receive a free companion guide.
Hi, good morning, and welcome to the Tears to Breakthrough radio show. My name is Carolyn Ritter Watson, and I am your host. I thank you for stopping by. I encourage you to sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee or tea, and be blessed. Good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Tears to Breakthrough Sunday morning inspiration session. I am your host and purpose pusher, Carolyn Ritter Watson. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. Family, I am so excited. I am so pumped. This weekend has been amazing. You hear me? Amazing. As many of you know, this weekend is the Stay in the Frame virtual retreat, and it has been powerful and amazing. And so I just want to thank all the ladies who decided to take this journey with me on this weekend, you know, just wanting to change their life, amen, just wanting to tap into and know their plan and purpose on this earth. Just you know, letting go of the old and reaching, you know, towards the new, you know, because God's mercies are new every day, and he has something new in store for you. But you have to stop looking behind, amen. You know, before the world was framed, God knew us, and he had a plan and a purpose for us, and that's what I want to talk about today. And then, you know, as life happened to us, we kind of got outside the frame. Now, when I say frame, when we talk about the frame on this Stay in the Frame virtual retreat, the frame represents God's original plan for us. You know, he framed us. He gave us a right frame of mind. When he created us, he had a plan and a purpose for us. And even though life happened to us, that plan and that purpose has not changed. The only thing that can change that plan and purpose is you. You can change it. You can stop it or block it. Amen. And so that's what I want to talk to you about today, but you know how I like to start the show off. Just want to get into some praise and worship mode, praise and worship music. And so what I want you to do is I want you to begin to breathe in all the blessings of God, which are yes and amen, amen. And we're going to just breathe the ruah breath of God today. Here we go. Breathe.
Yes, Jesus. Come on, you can praise him. Come on, you can praise him. Hallelujah. God, we, your people, are going to be obedient. As you decree, let everything that have breath give you the praise and give you the glory. Yes, God. We're so unworthy, Lord, but we stand in your presence. This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. The very air we breathe, he gave it to us. We didn't buy it. Come on, tell me. Come on, lift your hands to him and tell him. It's your presence, Lord, your Holy Spirit that dwells on the inside of us, leading us and guiding us into all truth. Thank you, Lord, for it. We thank you for the gift. And not only that, when we talk about your word, it's my daily bread. It's what I long for. And God, you said, he who hungers and thirsts after righteousness shall be filled. This verse just says, your very word. Come on, tell him today. Come on, say, spoken. This is the part that I love to declare. It says, it's, and now, listen to these words. It says, I'm desperate for you. Is there anybody here you just don't want him, but you're desperate for him? You've got to have him. Sing it to him again. And now, I'm Lord, put on to Jesus. Lord, I was lost, God, once in the world, but now that you changed me, I've got to have you. Come on, sing this with us again. This is the air I breathe. Come on, I want you to sing it with us. This is the air I breathe. And because you sent your Holy Spirit, Lord, thank you that it is. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, living in me as you are. It's living in me, hallelujah. I'm connected to you and you're connected to me. And I tell you today that this is my daily bread. Yes, it is. Hallelujah, Jesus. This is my daily bread. Yes, it is. Lord, it is the truth of your word that you've given us. Spoken to me, Jesus. Spoken to me. And if you're desperate for him, I want you to lift your hands and tell him. Come on, tell him. I'm desperate for you, Jesus. Come on, if you're desperate for him, lift both hands to heaven and open your mouth in here. Tell them together. And I thank you, Jesus. I'm lost without you, Lord. Come on, Lord Jesus, we're lost without your presence. We need to have you there, Lord. Come on, sing it again. And I. I need you, Lord. knows that you're nothing without him and you'd be lost. I want you to lift your hands right now and tell him this is the air I breathe. Breathe it in. Come on, he's given us the Ruach breath, the creative breath of God, as he did Adam in Genesis. He
is.
Come on, just breathe in now. Breathe in the air that he's given.
This is the air.
Oh, this is the air I breathe. Come on. You drop out, group. I want to hear the singing sanctuary. Come on, congregation. Come on. Sing it in this sanctuary. Come on, sing it. Yes, Lord. Come on, sing it.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, this is the air I breathe. Sometimes you just have to take some deep breaths, amen, and breathe in all the blessings of God, which we know all of his promises are yes and amen, amen, and just receive them today. Amen. And so today we are talking about staying in the frame. This is a spinoff from my Staying in the Frame virtual retreat that's going on this weekend. Our last session is this tonight, actually, at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So all of you ladies who have been on this journey with me all weekend, I will see you tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But today I just kind of want to piggyback off of that and talk about your purpose, amen, because, you know, God called us to purpose even before he formed the world, even before you were in your mother's womb. God had a plan and a purpose for you, and God has a plan for you, and yes, there is a purpose all up in you. There is purpose all up in you. And I know some of you don't believe that, but I want to encourage you today, true. Your plan and your purpose is so much bigger than any obstacles or any problems or any trauma and drama that you can ever see or have to deal with. God's plan for you, his purpose for you is so much bigger than that. You know, and it is so important that we seek godly instruction and wisdom from God concerning our plans. When we decide that we have plans and goals, that's cool to have plans and goals because God says that he gives us the desires of our heart. And so I take that to mean that, listen, God placed those desires in us. But the thing is, we still have to be careful that we're staying in the frame. Staying in the frame represents staying in God's will, staying in God's original plan for your life. And so we have to always seek instruction from God, seek wisdom from God, right? And Scripture tells us to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And so we want to seek God first. That's Matthew 6:33. And so whatever plans you have for your future, absolutely good to plan. But whatever plans you have for your future and whatever things you are seeking God for, if you seek him first, he will add those things to your life. Amen? And so whatever plans you have for your life, know that God's plan is so much bigger and so much greater. Jeremiah 29:11, it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans of good and not of evil, plans to give you a hope and a future. And so God is giving you hope, even in the crazy situation that you may be in right now, even in the mass destruction that you might be in the middle of right now. God is giving you hope for that future that he has already planned out for you from the beginning. Amen. From the beginning. He thought about you from the beginning. He had a plan and a purpose for you. But somewhere along the way, we got outside of the frame that he created for us. We got outside of his will. And so today I'm just calling you to get back into that frame. I want you to visualize a frame, a beautiful picture frame. And that is the frame that God created for you. In that frame is purpose. It's God's plan for you. It's his purpose for you. Amen. It is his will for you, for your life. It is his peace. It is his joy. Hallelujah. It's everything that he has set before you. Amen. And all you have to do is just stay focused and stay in the frame. When we are in the frame that God has created for us, we can shut out all the outside noises that's holding us back and pulling us down, right? And that's what I want to encourage you today, to stay in the frame. You know, God has a specific assignment on this earth. I say this all the time. He has a specific assignment on this earth for each and every one of us, and that includes you. But it is up to you to find your purpose. It is up to you to find your purpose and to figure that thing out. And many times it's hard, it's difficult to figure it out because we're outside of the frame and we're listening to all these outside voices, all this external noise. God is saying, come back in the frame. Come back in the frame. Get into my presence and I will reveal those things to you. I will make those things clear unto you. But you got to stay in my frame. You got to stay in my frame. Amen. And so the first step towards getting somewhere new is to decide that you are no longer going to stay where you are. And so some of you are just one decision away from success. You are just one decision away from fulfilling your purpose. But you have to start thinking differently. You have to have the right frame of mind. There's that word again, frame, the right frame of mind. Amen. And you're going to have to change some things in your life. And sometimes that even means eliminating some out of your life, because everyone with you can't go with you, can't go where God wants to take you. And everyone with you is not necessarily for you. So you have to think about that. Amen. And it is time to live your life on purpose for purpose. Live your life on purpose for purpose. Amen. And so today, I want to challenge you to imagine greater. Just begin to imagine greater, greater than what you see right now. And I want you to imagine your life greater. I want you to imagine yourself fulfilling your God-given assignment on this earth. Amen. Ephesians 3:20 through 21, it says that, now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think, according to the power that works in us. That means that everything we need is already on the inside of us. Everything you need to succeed is already on the inside of you. So you have to make a resolve to accomplish God's mission for your life. I'm going to say that again. You have to make a resolve to accomplish God's mission and assignment for your life. You have to do it because it's unique to you. Amen. I want you to hold on to that thought as I go to a commercial break. And when I come back, we're going to continue to talk about staying in the frame that God has set for you so that you can stay in your purpose, right? Stay in the plan, the original plan and purpose that God has for you. Amen? Amen.
Hey, twin, what are you doing? I'm doing some guilt-free shopping at Layla Simone's Shop for a Cause. This is amazing. I can shop. shop with a purpose and for a cause. Did you know that Layla Simone supports breast cancer research, awareness, women in crisis, and youth-related nonprofits? Each time I shop online within their network, a donation is made automatically with no additional cost to me. I love guilt-free shopping. Wow, they even offer personal shopper services? Move over. I love shopping online. And for a good cause, I'm in. What is their contact info? You can call 610-504-0690 or go to LaylaSimone.com.
You are listening to the Tears to Breakthrough Inspiration Session with Carolyn Ritter-Watson.
All right, we are back. We are back, and we are talking about staying in the frame. staying in the frame, that original frame that God has created for you even before he framed the world, amen. Staying in a frame represents staying in God's will for your life, staying in that original plan and purpose that he has for you, amen, and not get distracted with all the outside noise, right? Don't get distracted with all of the outside nonsense, right? And so we want to make a resolve today to accomplish God's assignment, to accomplish God's mission for our lives. I don't want you to waver from your resolve to God's will. Despite any struggles that you may be going through right now, I don't want you to waver. Don't waver. You know, Scripture tells us that a double-minded man is unstable in all their ways. So you can't be double-minded about this thing. You can't think, okay, you could do it today, but you can't do it tomorrow. Think that today that, okay, God is for you, but tomorrow he's against you. You can't think that, oh, God has a purpose for me today, but tomorrow maybe I don't know so much. No, you have to be sure. You have to know that you know that you know that you know that without a shadow of a doubt, God has a plan and a unique purpose for me on this earth, and only I can fulfill that thing. And so God wants to use you in a very special and unique way. So you have to resolve to accomplish God's assignment and mission for your life. Do not waver. Say with me right now, say, I will not waver. I will not be double-minded. I will not waver from my resolve to do God's will despite the struggles in my life. Amen. Despite the obstacles in my life. I want you to ask yourself this question. Am I open to receive all that God has for me? Ask yourself that question right now. Say, point to yourself and say, or look in the mirror and say, am I open to receiving all that God has for me? I pray that your answer is yes. I pray that God is looking for people that can give him a yes. He wants your yes. He wants your yes. Amen. Ask God for wisdom, courage, life purpose. Amen. And he will give it to you. If you ask him for wisdom, he will give it freely. That's what Scripture tells us. Amen. And then you need to know your why. We all have a why. We all have a why. And so I would like to ask you, what is your why? What is your why? Why are you here? And what do you hope to accomplish while you're here on this earth? I'm going to ask you again, why are you here? And what do you hope to accomplish while you are here on this earth? You know, in order to change your life, you have to know your why. And your why has to be greater than any struggles or any obstacles that may come in your life. Your why has to be greater. Your why has to be bigger. Amen? And so our whys can change. Know that your whys can change depending on the season that you are operating in. So whatever season you're in right now, your why may have been altered a little bit from what your why may have been, you know, 5 years ago or 3 years ago. For example, when I was a single parent raising my son and found myself in an abusive marriage, there were times when I just wanted to give up. I just wanted to give up. I wanted to throw in the towel. And there were times when I did not think I could go on another day. But then I saw my why. I saw my why. I saw my why. And my why was my son. It was my young son, that little boy that was looking to me for a better life. He was looking for me to help him have a better life, a quality life. Amen. I would just take one look at him, and I was determined to give him a better life back then. So he was my why. He was my why for going on. He was my why for pursuing my purpose and pursuing my dreams. And so today, he's an adult man. he's fully grown, amen. I'm a grandparent, amen. Today I am remarried, and I am a grandmom. And my why is my husband, and my why are my grandchildren. And I want to set an example and leave a legacy for them, for my grandchildren. You know, and my husband works so hard. He works so hard. This man literally works 7 days a week. And so I always tease him, and I always say, you know what, one day I'm going to just make, with all my millions, you know what I mean, I'm gonna make it so that you can just sit down and chill and relax and not have to work so hard, and if you choose, not have to work at all. So that is my why. What is your why? What is your why? What is your why? Think about your why. Think about your why, and think about your why, you know, and your why are you here on this earth? What are you called to do? What assignment are you called to fulfill on this earth? Think about it. Think about it. And I'm just going to pray. Father God, I thank you, Lord God. I thank you that before the beginning, Lord God, before the world was framed, you knew us. You thought about us, Lord God, and you created us in your image and in your likeness, Lord God. And you, even in that creation process, Lord God, you had a plan and a purpose for us, Lord God. Help us to see the plan and the purpose that you have for us, Lord God, that specific and unique assignment on this earth, Lord God, that only we can fulfill the way we can fulfill it. Yes, many people may be doing it, but nobody's going to do it like us. We are unique individuals, and you have a unique assignment for each and every one of us. I thank you, Lord God, that your plan and purpose for us, Lord God, is of good and not of evil. Your plan and purpose for us, Lord God, is to give us hope and a future so that we can have an expected end, Lord God. I thank you that we, because you know, you give us purpose, you give us vision, you give us dreams, Lord God. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, that you said that we can do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think according to the power that you have already placed on the inside of us, Lord God. And so I ask that you would give clarity to everyone that is seeking to know their purpose and their God-given assignment and mission on this earth, Lord God. Grant them wisdom, Lord God. Grant them clarity. Send the right people to help them, Lord God, to carry out the vision and the purpose, Lord God. Hallelujah. Give them confidence, Lord God. Hallelujah. Give them confidence, Lord God. And finally, Lord God, I pray a third John blessing. I pray above all things that they will prosper, that they will be in health, even if their soul prospers. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. So stay in the frame. Stay in the frame, stay in the right frame of mind, amen, to accomplish that thing that God created you to accomplish on this earth. Make a resolve today. Make a resolve today. Amen. I pray that you are blessed by that today. Ladies, don't forget to join me on Facebook in our private group. Well, I keep saying ladies, but there are a couple of men that are in there as well. So, you know, God seems to be doing something with that, and I'm just going to let him do whatever it is he's going to do. He, God lead, I follow, amen. But definitely join me on Facebook and the Tears to Breakthrough Virtual Conference Center. And those of you who are who are attending our Stay in the Frame virtual retreat this weekend. I will see you this evening at 8 p.m. Everybody have a blessed and marvelous week. I will see you next time. And you know how I like to go out with Howard Hewitt. Here we go.
Goodbye for now. We'll have our second time around. But before you go, there's something I'd like to say. Everything's not what it seems. There's a stronger force behind the scenes. He's in our lives every day. He's right there when we call.
You are listening to the Tears to Breakthrough Inspiration Session with Carolyn Ritter-White.